I sit in this week past here and this at the two different committees, and if you sit and look and see some of the issues regarding funding, it all stems back to Stormont and for the failure of the two leading parties, Sinn Féin and the DUP, to get their heads together around the table as soon as possible. Because I believe that some of these, if the lack of funding doesn't come from the executives, that means that there's going to be a lack of funding from councils going to different groups within the Derry and Strabane District Council area. And it's, you know, it's very ironic that now that we have parties going round the doors looking for votes and things like that, and yet these are the very communities that the funding could be hit that they're now looking for people to vote for. So I have a real concern that if this funding from the executive into different departments within council doesn't come in, you could foresee that there could be council might have to withhold giving grants and different things out to different community groups or different groups within the Derry and Strabane District Council area. So what we're saying is, for calling for the leading two parties, is take a look. This is now going to, what you're at in Stormont is now going to shortly see impact relating into our local communities within the Derry and Strabane area.
And if the situation should continue, are there genuine fears in the Strabane and Derry district that communities and community groups indeed will be devastated?
Well, I do believe that's going to happen, you know, because there's different issues out there I've been dealing with within the district, and some of the statutory agencies come to tell you, look, we can't decide on this, we can't do this because there's different budget hasn't been agreed yet up with Stormont, you know, from maybe from roads issues and things like that. But if you look, and just looking this week at two different committees that I was at, you know, both of them, within those committees, there was different things going on that you knew that the funding, they were waiting on funding, and waiting letters of offer and things coming from the executive. But the executive's not up and running, you know, and this will have an impact down the line to local communities and local organisations. Who expect funding from council, but the council just haven't got the money coming through from the executive.